My next 14 days included this. And by the way, do you recognize that this is a recipe? 14 days, live from my Atman. My whole being is my heart. 40-day sadhana, be in my heart, feet on the ground. Slow roots, steep, savor, infuse. Global leadership initiative. What can I say yes to? Cultivate courage. One small thing daily that takes courage. 5 of 7 days each week. Embrace my ego. Ego loving. Opening the valves. Spiral. Align my spine. Agmora. Breathe every moment. Be present without distraction. Being and expressing purely from my core. I dedicate my life to the divine. By the time I began this next 14 days, my husband, he had given to me a copy of a sacred book, the Bhagavad Gita. It's a story of a young warrior prince who is charioted by Krishna, God himself. It is an epic recounting of how to be love. It's about your union with yourself, your highest aspect, your brightest spark. It's a part of you that you forgot. It is who you are. The Atman, it is your highest self. Brahman, it is the Godhead. When you do merge with your Atman, you are home in God. This is an ancient Sanskrit text. 'Twas this that Gandhi daily read. It was his Bible. It was his map for awakening. For he began a simple soul, a shy young man, yet not quite whole. He undertook his odyssey. 'Twas this he shared with you and me. He showed us how, like Jesus did, to end our suffering for all of time, to open up our hearts so wide and to climb inside. He lived inside his love, you see, a great big sea, eternity. He walked as man. He was like God. He lived not in fear. He began not quite this way. He transformed some every day. And as he did become the Mahatma, the great one. His path is yours, it is mine too. What he became, we can now too. Take up his guidance, follow in his light, walk right out of death of night. A verse my husband he did choose from this great epic for to daily read, it is this. Not deluded by pride, free from selfish attachment and selfish desire, beyond the duality of pleasure and pain, ever aware of the self, the wise go forward to that eternal goal. This says it all. I, like my husband, use this as part of my guide. Daily I recited it. What began to happen within me is this. My pride dissolved. What a relief. It had been masking former shame, and so this shame it washed away. Now letting go, this continues on. Some attachments, they are strong. When I release these completely, I will be free. Pleasure and pain, they are a pair. They are the wobble, they are despair, for when something cherished it is lost, we deeply grieve. The self, the Atman, to this I hold, my true focus I hold this strong, for I remember who I am when I am with it, aligned. This goal is what we all do seek. Through all of time we all seek peace. It is not just earthly peace, it is complete peace, divine. It's hard for ego, little mind, to understand enormity of what this means, of what this is. Relax, take your time. For bit by bit and spark by spark, you will remember, you'll leave the dark, and light will shine forth bright in you. You will remember what is true. This is a path, to it do hold. Create your own version, be still, be bold. Within your hands it do hold, for it is your key. For it is your key. For it is your key. My whole being is my heart. In a sense, this is the center, the core of my entire sadhana and of yours. It is the unlocking of the secrets in the heart. I've remembered this faintly for many years. Distracted I've been, sometimes filled with tears. For when illusion spins her net, I can get trapped inside. This is not my natural state. My natural state, it is of grace. And to this now I swiftly swim by being my heart. In summer of 1990, I had my first experience of this. This was the first, yet not the last. A being appeared to me. He let me see a holograph, a light transmission, so I could perceive a semblance, a minute aspect of who he is. It was his face that I did see, and what it was that immediately struck me was that it was his entire being that radiated a smile. It was not just his lips, his face. It was all of him that radiated grace. His entire being shone a smile, a light, a love so grand. "My name is Og Mora," he said, "the most luminous being I had ever met. His glow of love has affected me forever since that day." And so in the midst of this, my sadhana, he came into my awareness again to remind me that he is a radiant being of the heart. And so now, whenever I think of him, he is a model, he is a friend. He shows me how to be again, to be only love. There's nothing in him that's not light. He's only love, he's only love. He reminds me how to be love entirely again. Breathe every moment of this we have spoke. This is God kissing you inside. It is him reminding you that you are the light. So breathe every moment. Breathe in his light. Be present without distraction. This is so key. Presence is eternity. For now is all this you will see. You will remember this. And so I practice noticing what I am not noticing. And when I notice my mind has strayed, I lovingly guide it home again. Home here into my own heart. Home here into my own love. For in my love, there is all love. It is not separate. This love, it's where we all do meet. The meeting place, the one retreat. The true abode, our united home. It is the heart. It is the heart. It is the heart. It is the heart. Being and expressing purely from my core. This is very much live from my Atman in action, for I be from my core, my Atman, and as I express from my core, I am being a pure expression of God's light. And this is who I truly am. 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 This is who I truly am.